October survey of supply managers in 9 states, including Missouri. The leading economic indicator from that survey was down from last month, and it's really indicating that this is a fragile recovery, and certainly no job gains right now. In fact, we're seeing job losses, and the unemployment rate's likely to tick up a bit. But I think we're getting real close to the end of the job losses, even.
Based on the experience you've seen from a long study of these economic cycles that we've gone through and the so-called jobless recoveries that we've had, I guess, for the last 2 or 3 of these things, we're going to have our jobless rate climb by the end of the year, you think, but at that point, do you think we're going to start seeing kind of an incremental backing down from a high point?
I do think we will, and what's going to be the main factor that pushes that forward or backward will be what goes on in Washington right now with health care reform and with also cap and trade, both bills and also the related tax issues to each of them having some real significant impacts on consumer uncertainty, business uncertainty, and businesses that we survey have cut back on their inventories, for example, in anticipation of slower growth in the months ahead. And of course, businesses and again, individuals, consumers are on the sidelines waiting on a little more certainty. We've had, of course, cash for clunkers. We've had cash for other items, tax credits for for first-time home buyers. And I think, unfortunately, we've got a lot of consumers out there, a lot of businesses out there that are sort of waiting to see where the next program might be, and I don't think that's necessarily good, or certainly isn't good for this level of uncertainty.
Is it a case when it comes to health care reform and cap and trade where people are just waiting to see whatever comes out so that they know what's there and they can deal with it, and then we grow from that point? Or is it more important that they have something specific in these two bills that they can look at?
Oh, I think that we need a bill passed. Now, and I'm not calling for a quick passage, but these are certainly important issues. But I think right now the consumer, the businesses just don't know where this is going, and certainly I don't, and I don't think even those who are in the middle of the debate know which way it's going. Is it going to, how much of the increase in taxes, how much is Medicare going to be cut, reimbursements, that is, and so on. All these are real unknowns, and unknowns are always bad for business spending, for individual spending. So I think it's certainly true that if we got some resolution here, that it would be a positive event.
Even though we do have some fluctuation in the individual area numbers here, the fact is our economic indicators are again slightly above growth neutral for the state of Missouri, and that's at least some progress.
It is progress, and Missouri, of course, has had, compared to some of the other states that we survey, right down the middle of the country, stretching from North Dakota and Minnesota all the way down to Arkansas and Oklahoma. Missouri's had a little tougher go of it, higher unemployment rates, higher job losses, and of course a lot of that can be traced to vehicle manufacturing and parts manufacturing for those vehicles, and of course that's been not very kind to any state that has a large presence of automobile producers.
And a lot of our 3.2% job loss is connected with the automobile industry.
Oh, absolutely, and connected to that. Of course, in Missouri, the housing sector had a lot of an impact there, and that there was a bubble. More housing prices in Missouri had done quite had performed quite well, and now, of course, some of the air is coming out of that bubble. Compared to say your northern neighbor of Iowa, where the housing had just not, there was not as much air in that bubble, so not as much. Not as much room to fall.
Have these folks given you an indication of what they expect will be an indicator of improvement after the first of the year? Where do they think things will start to look better?
Well, I think it's certainly going to be coming about, in my judgment, and I think theirs as well, with a cheap dollar that's making these U.S. manufactured goods more competitive abroad, and that's going to be particularly important for the durable goods or heavy manufacturing. I'd like to see some of those sales pick up. Kansas, for example, with aircraft manufacturing, with a cheaper dollar, that makes those Boeing aircraft much cheaper in Europe, for example. That's good. So it's going to be the cheaper dollar, and that's, of course, going to have some positive impacts on farm income, which farm income has been under downward pressure, 30 to 35% down from last year. And, of course, that's in Missouri as well, more in Kansas, of course, and more in Iowa and Nebraska. But still, Missouri does have a fairly large farm sector, and that's under pressure as well.
Okay, so the lower dollar is going to help our farmers.
It will help the farmers there. Now, of course, it means their energy prices go up, but I think on balance, we need to see higher commodity prices, corn, wheat, soybean, other agricultural commodities. And now, right now, of course, in the northern states that we survey, real issues related to harvesting. It's been a wet fall, and that's meant tough on getting those crops in.
Well, I was going to ask you if Nebraska is having the same problem we are here, and that is our farmers can't get in the field unless they want to have their farming equipment buried in mud up to the hubs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And even when they do get it in now, it's wet. And, of course, there's increases the processing cost for the farmer. And in cases of the ethanol plant, the costs are rising there if it's corn to the ethanol plant. So it has been a tough year for, depending on the area, of course, for the farmer and the crop. But it remains a difficult time right now. And I do think, though, with a cheaper dollar and looking into 2010, now I'm saying cheaper within modest declines. We don't want to see it dropping off the table, but modest declines, that's going to be good, very good for the manufacturer in Missouri and also good for the farmer in Missouri. And you know, on the flip side, it will increase some of the energy commodity prices.
So is the phrase cautiously optimistic something I can apply to your purchasing managers?
That captures it. That might be a little strong, but the numbers to say that this economy is, this recovery is underway. It's a fragile recovery, and fourth quarter numbers are probably not going to be as strong as the third quarter, but third quarter were very strong, so we could lose a little steam and still be not so bad.
Are you going to join those who say that the recession is now over?
Oh, I have been saying that for a while now. I thought the third quarter it did end. Now, that's a small comfort for the person out there that doesn't have a job. It's small comfort for those who are going to be losing their jobs, because we're looking at GDP, gross domestic product. That's a narrow focus, at least for the woman and man out on the street, the businesses out there. But looking at GDP, the growth in the overall economy, that's already in positive territory. So we've moved out of the recession. The real problem is, do we move back into that recession, or is the growth that we're going to see a little too weak to make anybody real happy?
Were any of your folks involved in the Cash for Clunkers program?
Oh, there were. In fact, interestingly, I testified in Congress recently with one of your dealers there in Moberly, Missouri, and testifying on how some of the dealerships are doing quite well. The one there in Moberly is doing quite well. Thomas Motors, I think the name of the dealership there. But GM's closing the dealership anyway, so are trying to close that dealership. So a lot of the cash for clunkers, the problem I see was were successful. The problem I see, of course, and anybody could figure this out, it just advanced the sales that would have taken place in the fourth quarter, took place in the third quarter. And unfortunately, it didn't really prime the economic pump to any large degree.